Lads, what are you having?
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pub Football Podcast. My name's Martin.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Matt.
Ooh!
That's another voice.
Yeah, he didn't see that one coming, did they? Love that. No. I'm gonna give him the title. Here we go. He can be the first honourable poof.
Oh, God. What did I just tell you before I pushed the record button?
Oh, he's a pub football fan. First honourable poof.
And you're the first honourable bastard.
There you go. Because Joey don't count because he doesn't listen. Jacko would have been here, but he don't listen. Oh, you little Yankee doodle.
Yeah.
Leaving his Christmas shop until the last minute. Amateur.
So you're on the poofter note then. Introduce Matt. Go.
No, I'll let Matt introduce himself.
Go on.
What do you do? Where'd you come from? This is blind date for the radio.
I come from Dill. And Bainesy invited me on the show, not really too sure what for. Normally chats a bit of waffle every now and then.
It's to defend Liverpool more than anything, mate.
Liverpool, great side, mate.
Brilliant, here we go.
This year's going to be our year.
Oh, he's got a sense of humour, this lad. What are you doing at the moment? What are you doing at uni? Come on.
Studying sports business and coaching at Wembley Football Stadium.
Ooh. Ooh. Proper football.
Proper football.
Sports business.
Sports business.
Proper football.
Proper football.
Yeah, the business side. What's that entail then?
Bit of everything.
Yeah?
Bit of everything.
No coaching, just the business side.
But coaching is coaching.
Yeah.
It's not as great as the business side.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. When you two are looking for a job, you know.
I'm intrigued now.
How you reckon?
Nah.
So what are you looking at?
I want to finish at 2 o'clock every day.
What, becoming an agent or something like that? Or what do you expect out of it?
What degree?
Debt. Actually.
Yeah, debt, a degree.
Debt and a good degree.
And a bit more debt probably as well. Mm. See what happens in 3 years.
So what do you have to do there then?
It's not your typical uni.
No.
So it's very small assignments rather than big stuff. All my seminar stuff's inside the football stadium, so I can sit
at Wembley Stadium.
In the Wembley Stadium, yeah. Sit and look at the boxes, watch a bit of football.
Out the boxes or in the boxes?
In the boxes, mate.
Ooh.
And out the boxes as well. They've got outside seating.
Fucking hell.
I'd invite you up, but you'd probably get lost.
Yeah.
And postmen don't really know their sense of direction very
nah,
well.
Nah, you're right. Oh, fucking hell. I thought you were just fannying about, kicking a ball, but.
Nah, mate.
Proper side.
What you learned so far? Drinking culture of a university student.
Yeah, that's about it.
Brilliant.
Really. Yeah, I managed to get a first on one of my assignments, so obviously learned something.
What was that in?
Coaching.
Oh, what he does. Brilliant. Well done, you. Oh, well done.
Thanks, mate. When are you working for me in a couple of years?
Don't join the post office, mate. It's not worth it. Oh, I'm slightly taken back by that and mildly impressed. Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my niceties out of the way.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
Go on, lay into him now.
Nah.
Give him 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He knows the order of podcasting. Well, this one anyway, how it goes. We talk about fixtures. We give Liverpool and Tottenham a hard time. We talk a bit more football. And we have a beer, we go home.
Right then, you seen the games for this weekend?
Seen one or two.
The ones that matter for you.
That's two more than Martin has.
Yeah, two more. No, I've seen the Saturdays, don't worry. Right, where are we kicking off then?
Sorry, someone just dropped something. let's kick off.
Pun in there. Go on.
Hey, shut up. Should we start with the obvious?
The Etihad.
This was embarrassing. Made even better by the fact it was Tottenham.
Yeah,
it was.
We thought Spurs were coming. Spurs were coming in and do a bit.
God, you thought my puffed reference was bad. No,
Tottenham horrendous.
They were. There was no two ways about it. They were just a shower of poo. There you go. Okay, that one clean. I could have said shit.
Oh, yeah. You've done it now. Yeah.
You have now.
I don't even know where you go from that. They could have. I genuinely believe there could have been free sending off in it.
Harry Kane, Dele Alli,
and I'm thinking Otamendi. Danny Rose. Oh, I was going to say Danny Rose.
He
was
what, for the shove?
Yeah.
Pushes.
Shove in the box.
Yeah, constant tackles as well.
I think if Otamendi got sent off first, the game might have been a little bit different.
Yes, Spurs would have only probably lost 2-0.
If they managed to pass the ball forwards and get out of their own half.
This is United. We can talk about United. We'll come on We're to not them getting in a bit. Yet. No, just... they didn't turn up. I was out at the pub watching this. Chair's a bit fucking creaky. No, I was
holiday out. Wait, mate.
Fucking hell. Coming from you? Just because you had a haircut, don't make you look any slimmer, mate.
The weight's in the beard, I told you that.
Oh, is it?
It's all your fucking dinner. No, I was sat watching it with 3 or 4 Tottenham fans, and even they were fucking slating into it.
Oh, poor you.
No, I loved every minute. Well, unless we were two evils. Wasn't it? Celebrating because City scored, and then at the same time, crying because City scored. What do I do?
The opener then was from Gundogan. In place of Silva, or whatever his name is. In place of Silva.
I think that was just literally, that epitomised the whole of the Tottenham team. That was shit. he could afford to take a touch there, bring it down, and probably dribble it in.
He could have stopped it on the line and knocked it in with his head, to be fair.
Yeah. He put his head, he tried to, I don't know, he just had so much time and he still managed to head it in with off the top of his head. Wasn't a textbook header.
No. No, he's pretty much nearly on the floor, wasn't he?
Yeah, but it didn't really matter because he had no one near him. It was awful.
Poor marking from
awful
Spurs.
Defending. I don't. On the replays, it almost looked like they were trying to zonal mark.
Zonal mark what?
Zonal marking, Martin. Come on.
Yeah, no. What were they trying to mark? Nothing. That's right.
Well, yeah, zonal marking, but no one seemed to agree on it. And
does this come back down to the keeper again, like we said before? I know.
I think there was.
He's pulled out some cracking saves in that game, but then
He's still there weekly.
He got megged, didn't he, at the end as well.
Yeah.
So the best bit was Raheem Sterling didn't even touch it, and it went straight through his legs.
That was a beat. Yeah. Ball through.
Scraped
from
the bottom of his balls on the way through.
Bernardo Silva, wasn't it? Yeah, knocked the ball through, and he didn't touch it, and he almost felt bad about putting it in. But like you say with Luis, I think there was enough space for him to come out and claim that. I know, ironically, anyone that knows me, yeah, coming out and claiming the ball, blah, 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 yeah, brilliant.
I was going to say, you playing goal, mate, and I've never seen you.
Yep.
I won't go into it, mate. I know I'm going to get pulled apart.
Mm-hmm.
Sore subject.
We're coming to that, don't worry, mate.
Brilliant.
Ah, dear. Just remember, you were third choice guest today.
Just remember, when you start talking about Liverpool, I'm going to the toilet, so I'm not here for
this. Right.
This is when the naughtiness started, didn't it? Really? Otamendi, boot to the head. On Harry Kane.
That was more, I don't know, he caught him in the nose. And
did
that thing,
purpose,
that,
didn't he?
Yeah, but that nose does stick out some way, doesn't it? It was unlucky to catch him, to be fair. Yeah.
Sorry, it's Harry Kane's fault for putting his head there, isn't it, really?
Or his nose, yeah.
Yeah.
But compared to the other challenges, I think that was a pretty mundane one, to be fair.
Yeah, the next one was Harry Kane, wasn't it?
That was a naughty. You've seen people sent off for that. Pogba, he must have been sitting there just having a fucking piss take.
Was this the one that was similar to Pogba's, or was that Ali's?
No, that was Ali on De Bruyne, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right on the ankle.
Kane's was right on the shin, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Oh yeah,
it was
even worse.
Flat foot.
Well, he had to do something in the game, didn't he?
That was on Sterling, wasn't it, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of deserved then. But he can't stop scoring, that little bastard.
I mean, I hate him being a Liverpool supporter, but Pep Guardiola has done magic with him this season.
Yeah, he has pulled something that you wouldn't. I definitely had him down to leave.
I thought he was going to be a flop. Got to Man City.
So I end up getting him in the summer.
Yeah. I was going to say, just completely changed his whole game plan. Yeah.
But he's got that free role at City, and anything in the final third, he can just do what he wants.
Yeah, that seems to be all of them.
Yeah, anyone. That's
get the
that's
ball
his
out
game,
of defence and just, oh, do you know what? Just fucking play where you want. It's like a kickabout down the park.
That's his game, isn't it? You get into the final third, you do what you want. As long as you put it in the back of the net, don't mind.
He could have had about 4 in that game.
Oh, yeah.
He missed some sitters, didn't he?
Yeah, blazing over the bar 2 or 3 times, didn't he?
Yeah. Sané was quiet, I thought.
Had a couple of good runs.
He's just quick, isn't he?
He's just rapid, isn't he? Hal Foden got some minutes, didn't he? Nice to see. Is he going to go to the World Cup?
No.
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 Southgate's going to pick the most bog-standard England squad going.
Well, it depends if City win...
Inside knowledge over here.
He will. Yeah, inside knowledge from the FA, no.
It depends how early City win the league, really.
No, they've already fucking won it. Who the bloody hell is that bloke? Ukrainian midfielder.
Oh, he's a one-hour wonder kid, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Say his name and I'll buy you a pint right now.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. I'll tell you
Edison
what.
Edison was awesome in this game as well.
He's a good goalkeeper.
His distribution was brilliant.
Oh, he did. He pinged an 80-yard ball as if it was like David De Gea.
I don't think it was up to that standard.
He is.
He got lucky.
I'm starting.
Was shite.
I'm starting to think he is a good goalkeeper now. But
is he Brazil's number one?
He is. We had this discussion, didn't we? Because we didn't realise that Edison is not his name.
What is his name?
Oh, his full name's something ridiculous, like I don't know, Andreas, something or other, Edison, something.
Yeah.
So there's Edison in there somewhere.
It is Edison in there for sure. It's Edison. But that's Gundogan.
Another German, isn't he?
He is another Turkish, though, isn't he? He jumped ship.
Turkish German. Okay.
It's not racist. But I think I might be right in saying that was his first start.
I think it was.
Yeah, he's injured beginning
the
season.
He has had a lot of injuries.
Where's he
from? That's his first goal. He's Dortmund, isn't he? Borussia.
Oh, another Dortmund player.
They do chuck him out over there, don't they?
Yeah, they took City's player, didn't they? The English lad.
Surprise him.
What's his name?
Name him.
Ooh.
Name him. Oh, ball bag. Janko.
Is that right?
It's got to be close.
Brilliant.
He took the number 7 shirt, I know that.
Did he?
Yeah, he took...
Kagawa.
Dembele's shirt.
Oh, because he went on protest, didn't he? I'm sure it's
No, Dembele went to Barca, didn't he?
Yeah, but he went on protest beforehand.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's Janko.
He took an English player from City, let's leave it there.
It's definitely something along those lines. We don't care because it's Man City.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got a fan that wants to come on.
Are we?
Another puff. Tuppy, there's your shout out, mate. We'll get you on. You can
City player, a City fan in deal. Unbelievable.
I know. City fan full stop. And I'll give him his due. He has been lifelong.
So if I ask him if he was a supporter of Man City when they lost 8-1 to Middlesbrough in 2008, is he going to say he was a true supporter?
Oh, yeah. I can remember him at secondary school with the shirt on and no one knew what the fuck he was wearing. I think everyone thought it was a Coventry shirt.
He's going, that's a fake Man United shirt.
What's going on?
Didn't they wore blue?
Should we summarise this game?
Summarise Tottenham were shite.
You were shit. They got a consolation goal through 93rd minute. No.
Christian Eriksen, good goal.
Was a good finish.
Yeah, outside the box.
He's a good player.
Wrong team.
He's in my dream team.
We've said this for a while, haven't we, about Eriksen. If you put him amongst better players, he'd probably be a world beater.
Do you think he'll go to Barca?
No.
No.
Didn't
he
have a chance to answer then?
No. I can't see
he
it.
Won't be.
I don't know
what team he wouldn't get in the Real Madrid team, wouldn't get in a Barca team.
Bayern Munich's a push.
No one goes to Germany nowadays, do they?
No.
Except for Janko. I'm going to have to Google him. I'm sure it's Janko or something.
If he gets paid more than what he gets paid at Spurs, he might go anywhere.
Have you seen this?
No, what is it?
I'll give you a tenner. Can you guess who that is? Fancy dress.
I just saw the bottom.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Fucking Griezmann. He's gone all black.
You went all black.
That is atrocious, isn't it? Why would a... I'll tell you what, it's a great tan, though, and it's done a good job. It's very even, but why would you do that?
I'd end up looking like a zebra on that, because I'd be dripping.
That's like Prince Harry wearing the fucking Nazi thing, wasn't it? Jeez, why would you do it, you tit?
When in Spain. He's been set to go to Barca now, and they've been tapping up his family.
Oh, really?
That would come this side now.
Yeah, Sancho.
Oh,
it's
so
close.
His first name's Jay, so I just put the two together. It's Jancho. That's a decent effort for me.
Yeah,
but he's highly tipped, isn't he?
Yeah. I think a lot of the English youngsters are going to go out there, aren't they, Germany?
It's good times. Who else went out there? Someone else went out there.
Didn't he play for Tranmere? I went to Bayern Munich.
Tranmere?
Yeah, they picked him up from Tranmere Rovers.
I was going to be at Tranmere and getting picked up by Bayern Munich.
He's done play for no more. He plays in like the Conference North or something now.
Well done, mate.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other one was Oliver Burke, the Scottish one. He went out to Leipzig, didn't he? And now he's at West Brom.
Oh, did he?
Mm.
Who was the one that went to Portugal? He was a wonder kid on Football Manager. You like Football Manager, don't you?
Yeah, I played it loads, mate.
There you go. It was a lad, he went to Sporting CP. I think he's still there. I don't know if he's Scottish or
not
English.
Morrison, is it?
No.
He's gone everywhere.
Ravel?
Yeah.
No.
Is he still playing?
Still trying. Oh, bollocks.
Google.
Right, move on to the next game. I can multitask. Right. Don't ask my missus. Right.
Doesn't have an eye on it, mate.
It's close. It's more than lesbian. No, just because you go to university, don't get all fucking... Ryan Gould. You don't remember him?
No.
For fuck, you ain't played Football Manager, mate. You're no fan. You're no fan.
I always do the journeyman one. I don't do it the other way around.
Ryan Gould, he weren't a bad player. Football Manager. Right, next. Right.
Next game.
Watford.
Huddersfield.
Watford, Huddersfield. Troy Deeney, you bell end.
Red card or not? I know he went through the back of him.
Yeah, I think it was a bit...
Suds were down.
So was the player. I think, yeah, it was a bit of a rash one. I don't... Who was the ref in this? Do we know?
Oliver.
Michael, oh, there you go.
Yeah, he's going to get sent off for that.
Yeah, Captain Dickhead himself. I think it was a bit rash. Red card, in the context of the game and knowing, on a personal level, but knowing the player, I don't think it's a red card.
I'd feel 2-0 up at that point, though, wouldn't it? The first goal from Kajunga was a...
Just say that again.
Kajunga. He was...
Brilliant.
He was offside.
He was on two occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First and second, wasn't
it? I think the Lino's this weekend and just had a weekend off thinking it's bloody Christmas already or something. But, yeah, to miss... Oh! I just read his name. I remembered his goal, sorry. That Decor.
Mm.
We mentioned it, didn't we? Goal of the week.
Yeah, and then he gave away the penalty.
Silly boy! Oh, there you go.
Ruined it for himself.
I'm not going to take it away from him. I'm not going to take goal of the week away, but... Tight call. We'll come to that later. No, he was definitely offside. Both times. Kachonga.
Huddersfield were all over him though, weren't they?
They were, they really did. Watford,
up until the sending off.
I think, I don't know what's going on with Watford. They seem to do well and then...
Well, I don't think any of their players want to play at Christmas.
Nah.
They've all got Christmas off now,
I think that's what Danny Rose was trying to do. He's doing his hardest to get the old winter break.
They've had to make 3 or 4 changes with all the sending offs.
Is that Watford's last results?
Yeah.
They're atrocious.
Is it lost 3? Lost four.
Yeah, they've picked up 4 points from their last 5 games.
Sending offs in all of them, isn't it?
Last 3.
Mm.
Yeah.
All of them being dodgy decisions as well.
I know my phone says it's waterproof, but I'm not sure it's a beer proof. Wipe it on the boob.
Boob.
Whatever. Fucking.
I've noticed you've got a bit of a dad bod coming, mate.
I am, mate. I'm rocking a dad bod.
Hashtag.
He's got 2 kids, can you tell?
Oui. No, I couldn't. I thought he was lesbian.
Oh. Circus man. It's a cover story. Oh, where were we? I just said Watford, yeah. Yeah, like I say, I've had 3 sendings off in 3 games.
I'd sort of just come at him right from the beginning. That Kachunga.
Kachunga!
He was all over him.
Like a rash?
Like a rash.
Cheap suit?
Maybe.
Both?
Maybe.
Insult to injury, 89th minute penalty.
The game was over then anyway, wasn't it? But then...
Not according to Match of the Day, they kept going on that Watford was still in it, even at 3-1.
Really?
Yeah.
With a man down.
Exactly. Well, no, by then...
Hogg's sending off shouldn't have been a sending off either. His second yellow.
Talk me through it.
He turned to go play the ball.
Yeah.
And he kicked both
the shin. The bloke's come from behind him anyway, isn't he? Yeah, I know, I remember that. Yeah, he's come from behind and he's gone and play the ball.
He's turned and he's hit him in the shin.
Yeah, that ain't a yellow card, not for shit. Michael Oliver, you complete dick. You can have no beers this week. You're nominated driver.
Designated driver.
Bad.
Yeah, bad decision. It was for the referee. He had a real poor game, I think.
It was some real dodgy officiating this week. Not that it's not every week, but
are they trying to get out of Christmas as well? Boxing Day.
I'm doing the right bloody thing.
Referees are too worried about their own sort of.
Oh, inside knowledge.
It is. We've been talking about it at uni. Referees are more bothered about their own performance than players on the pitch.
Becoming a personality themselves.
Yeah.
He is, though, isn't
he? Who come out with it? Is it Clattenburg?
Clattenburg. Gone to China. See you later, prick.
Yeah.
Clattenburg.
Exactly.
Yeah, he said he's been saying some stuff in the press, and he hasn't reflected well on other referees over here. Don't ask me what.
Words out my mouth. Can't really say that and not elaborate on it.
But oh, Mike Oliver is one of the better ones, eh?
Word porn.
What for?
Elaborate.
Oh. Mike Oliver, he's one of our better ones, though, isn't he?
Supposed to be.
Yeah. Mm. He's our manager of the weekend.
What, Michael Oliver?
No, Wagner.
There you go, say his name. Phone's soaked.
Picked up their first away win in quite a while, and the first goals.
Yeah, that surprised me. Watford only got a 20,000 stadium.
Yeah, it's not changed since the 70s, is it? Watford's.
That's tiny.
Yeah.
It's a tiny bit bigger than Swansea, isn't it? Bournemouth have got the smallest in the league, haven't they?
Yeah, it's like theirs is like 12 or 15,000.
Is it?
Yeah, it's tiny.
Holy shitballs.
Yeah.
Christ, that must make Anfield look like a fortress.
Anfield is a fortress, mate.
For anyone playing there. I've just noticed the old, yeah. Let's have some stats. Should we have a Motti moment?
There you go. Sheepskin on.
That's meh. Head to heads. It was their first Premier League meeting, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, top flight one.
Technical term, a top flight. All right, fucking hell. Chuck your big things out there. I can't get over what. How did Watford. They look so fucking promising at the start of the season, didn't they?
Yeah, but Huddersfield did as well, to be honest.
But they started well, yeah, to be fair. They've only got 2 wins in 6. Good maths. Don't learn that at university.
It's because I'm not doing a maths degree, mate.
Ooh!
Nibbling back.
Okay. Yeah, they've just died a death, haven't they? Losing to Crystal Palace is never good. Getting a point at Tottenham. You got to think they should have taken 3, really, because Tottenham are shit.
All the decisions aren't going their way, though, are they? Really?
Well, Silver had his head turned, didn't he, by old Everton?
He started to turn a corner a little bit, and now he's on that.
He needs a new sat-nav. This is what you're saying.
Yeah, taking the wrong route.
Troy Deeney sent off, straight red card. Oh, why can't I remember any of the goals from this? I only watched it this morning. It's probably because it was still dark and I was eating my Weetabix. Plug.
Telly was on.
Telly was on because I was watching Match of the Day on it. Yeah, that's it.
Weetabix on your belly.
Nah. It's better than having a kebab for breakfast, you fat fuck.
They're not open at that time of the morning.
By the time you finish, where they are. Next.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Stoke, West Ham.
You go back up to Stoke, are we?
Result for West Ham.
Yeah. That's a touch. But here we go. The old radar bleeps. Beep. Beep.
I think Marquis has done really well. I think he deserves his job.
You're dead. Don't give it out.
West Ham.
He's on the ropes now, isn't he?
Yeah, who's he got? He's got West Brom, isn't he, at the weekend.
Oh, that's a big fucking 6-point, isn't it? Yes. Stoke, West Brom, is it? God, if it is, that's going to be a clash and a half. Stoke, West Brom, 3 o'clock, Saturday.
Do you think he's going to be there come January the 1st?
No.
Stoke? Ooh. No.
No?
Gone.
Inside knowledge.
Same as I don't think Antonio Conte is going to be at Chelsea much after April.
Really?
He'll be gone by the end of the season.
What, back to Italy?
Don't know where he'll go.
But I know AC Milan.
True.
Yeah, they're in trouble. They got to Gattuso at the moment, didn't they?
Yeah.
Ooh.
his only other manager experience come from Scotland.
We'll leave Antonio Conte until we move on to that. Rip
get
into him a little bit.
Fucking professional. First one here, giving it the Billy Big Bollocks now. Tell us how it's done. Anyway, Stoke West Ham. That man.
David Moyes.
Weren't the one I was going to go with, but yeah, him as well.
Arnautovic.
That's the one. Yeah. Oh, let's start from the very beginning.
Penalty.
Because it's a very good place to start.
Yeah.
Always. Sound of Music, quote me. Brown paper packages tied up in his string.
What was you doing last night?
Don't send your packages tied up with fucking string and brown paper. It does not survive the fucking sorting process.
Just giving away where you work, okay.
He done that from the offset. No, Mark Noble, 300 Premier League appearance for the Irons, the Hammers, the West Ham.
Yeah.
Mr. West Ham.
Good penalty as well, wasn't it?
No, if it goes the right way, he saves that. That's a shit penalty.
We went the wrong way. Floor.
Went the wrong way, but...
Buff.
Jack Butland again. He's getting a thump.
Wasn't a penalty though, was it? You not remember?
No. Hold on.
I can't... Who's the defender? Peters. He went to go tackle him. He didn't.
Oh, he's pulled his leg out.
And Lanzini's just gone over.
Yeah.
And ref was right behind him as well.
Weird one. Yeah, no. Yeah, you got to start wondering how they're getting conned so easily.
Well, the refs. Everything's so soft, isn't it? All penalty decisions are so soft at the moment. There's no stonewall penalties.
Do you know what I mean? You bring back Terry Butcher, he'd have a fucking fit.
Yeah.
He was an old player back way before.
I've heard of him.
Probably before your dad was born.
I doubt it.
But yeah, you can't put a tackle in anywhere. But then you see the flip side of that, and you see, for example, the Danny Rose challenge, where he's pushed him in the back.
Yeah.
That's going to be a free kick outside the box, but they won't give it because it's inside the box. But then you see a dive in the box, and they'll go, no, that's not.
No.
Or that is. Because who got booked for diving this weekend? And then it was his second yellow. Someone got sent off. It was his second yellow card. Was it?
Ndidi.
That's him.
Leicester.
Yeah. We're coming to you, you titty.
Ntidi.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Fucking Liverpool genius.
That could go in the title, that.
Wordsmith.
That wasn't a penalty for me.
No, not a penalty.
No, so I think unlucky Stoke on that one.
But no, goes all the way, he saves it, but anyway.
Yeah, Butland's not having a good time, is he?
No, it is starting to look a bit ripe for Pickford. Or Pope.
Mm.
Who?
Don't go there.
West Brom's number... Well...
No, try Burnley.
Edit.
Football edit. Knowledge is power.
I was thinking of someone else, sorry.
Ben Foster. He ain't going nowhere.
Nah.
He was Forster. Right, sorry, what are we doing? But yeah, Noble, 300th appearance, converts the penalty, 19th minute, good start. Liked it a lot.
Arnautovic was lively after that, wasn't he?
He was brilliant in this game.
He's had a couple of good games down the
bounce.
Yeah, bounce,
playing up top.
He looks like he's worth the money they paid for him.
Finally.
Almost starting to look like a bargain.
Yeah. How much was it? 25?
25 mil.
Plus add-on fees and...
26 mil.
Subject to position.
26 mil and a kebab. But no, he's finally started showing up, turning up. He showed a bit of... Something that I didn't realise he had in his game was a bit of pace.
Pace.
That's moving quicker than a walking thing.
Yes.
You wouldn't know it.
He showed it at Stoke though, didn't he? But he was more of a winger when he did.
Yeah, he always got...
Moyes just converted him into
FIFA.
A striker.
He's left mid, left wing, left forward. Mm. But
a lot of players are now playing in the positions that they're not set on these games, aren't they?
Mate, I am wasted in goal. I'm a phenomenal striker.
I've seen him play up front.
I'm good.
It's decent. Sergio Aguero, he's coming for you, mate.
That's a fucking good one. I'll buy you another beer.
Sweet.
But no, he does look a different man through the middle, don't he? He's too physical to be a winger. I think he's too...
He's too built.
He's, yeah. Thank you.
No worries, mate.
Fucking more helpful.
Get another beer for that.
No, he's more helpful than this cunt.
He's got the freedom now to play at top now, and he can do what he wants.
Yeah.
Whereas on the wing, he is quite isolated, wasn't he?
And he's displaced Carroll. One, which ain't difficult, and two, it's probably a good thing.
Is he playing 4-3-3 now? Is it, he is.
Yeah, it looks... Oh, no, that's a 3-4-3, yeah, sorry. I can't count. I struggle. Why did you take your captain off? Sorry, just flick it. Did he get injured?
Yeah, it's quite early on, wasn't it?
I think he
Match of the day didn't say anything, but they did take him off.
Okay. He's been quiet, old Mikel Antonio.
He started off alright though when they signed him. He's just gone quiet now.
And end of last season, he started off really well. But
he ain't got the stamina to last the game, is he, either?
No, he's a big old chap as well, isn't he?
Runs out of puff.
Wow. I don't think you'd be saying that.
I said puff, not puff, like you did.
Didn't say puff, but puff's another word for drugs.
Oh. Say no to drugs.
So,
When the fun stops.
Oh dear, we have a student sat next to us, brilliant.
Bet365.com.
Other drugs are available.
And you can now get them delivered to your door.
Oh,
where from?
Wembley Stadium. Stadium. Oh, here we go. Someone's going to pick up on it.
Right.
Oh, God, I've got something lodged in my throat.
That big long black thing.
Easy. Oh, you've gone there.
With the red helmet.
His is blue. You need a doctor, you've got a yellow helmet.
Spray paint.
Oh, dear. No, it was the in out of it show, wasn't it?
Yeah, done really well. He actually celebrated when he scored as well.
Gave it the big irons, didn't he?
Yeah. You see the fan chuck a shirt at him.
Yeah, but no, Match of the Day stopped showing what he'd done after that. Oh, Sparky gave him a bit of a bubble and all, didn't he?
Yeah, he's giving him a bit of mouth, wasn't he?
Poor old...
I think he was going to go over and give him the shirt.
I'd love to have seen that.
I think that was his own shirt, wasn't it? Is it an Artovich shirt?
Was it?
Yeah, a fan just chucked it at him and said, no, you can have it.
Why'd you do that, though? Why'd you take an Artovich shirt to an away game?
So you could throw at him.
It's fucking pointless.
He didn't buy it for you.
They probably hit more targets than Stoke did in that game.
Yeah, it was pretty on point, that shirt, wasn't it?
For it. Check that for a segue. Shots on target, none.
There you go. So that fan, who chucked that shirt...
Have they got Harry Kane playing for them? They had 17 shots, but none on target.
Who did
Jesus Christ, shot? Adrian, clean sheet, well done, but you had fuck all to do.
It started with Crouchy. He didn't even get a mention on Match of the Day.
I saw him stood there.
I can see Crouchy, even though he's just signed a new 1-year deal, or he's in the talks of it next year, championship footballer.
Oh yeah, he's
not going to get any time in the Premier League the way it's going now.
No, he's
they can't win you a game anymore.
Bottom three, oh, they're down there, aren't they? When was he? He's 36 years old, nearly 37.
I reckon he'll last till he's 40 if he steps down a level.
I reckon he could probably do a decent job in the championship.
Yeah, what is it? A sub? Or...
No, just someone to stand in a box and ping balls at.
That is championship football.
He is good. Yeah. He is decent with his head, isn't he? You can't take that away from him. I'd love to go on the piss with Crouchy. It'd
be brilliant.
Look like a proper character, doesn't he? And his missus is fit.
Shout out, Abby.
Still, that's the
long time listener to the show.
Yeah, right. Still the best comment I've ever heard from a professional footballer was, what would you be if you weren't a footballer? A virgin. I think that's brilliant. Absolute gold. The bloke needs
fair play to him though.
Yeah, he done well, didn't he? Did he win anything at Liverpool?
Yeah,
the odd 3 points.
League Cup.
Well, he's won at Stoke, I suppose, isn't it?
He's been around, hasn't he? Portsmouth, Spurs.
Yeah, you say that.
And he's a Chelsea fan.
Is he?
Yeah, Chelsea season ticket holder.
What's the fucking point in that? He's playing when they're playing.
Imagine having him sat in front of you at a game. You have to sit on his shoulders.
Sit down. I am sitting down.
I don't get that.
Eh?
Well, I don't get that.
What? He gives it to his dad, I think. That's what he said in the...
Just buy him a fucking ticket then.
Wait, he gives it to his dad?
Yeah.
Easy. See where you're going. There's been enough homophobic comments on this one. We don't need any...
I mean, if that's what he's into, a bit like Neymar with his sister. Have you seen that?
No.
I'll let you research it.
Is she fit though?
Watch what you Google.
Yeah, watch what you Google.
Name of on his sister. That's it. Hi, mate.
Shout out to the geezer that's just gone for a dump.
Literally throwing me off my stride there. I don't know where I was going then. Oh well. Thanks, City. Jack Butland, you're not going to be England's number one.
Ain't Shawcross had more chances than the strikers in that game?
He didn't score in this game either end.
No. Look, a few headers over the bar. More than what the others did.
It's been, yeah, a lot of chances missed. A lot of chances created recently, but do we start worrying about Stoke City?
No.
No?
No.
What do you think? Sack Hughes and then someone else comes in and they do well.
Where's Tony Pulis? Where's he these days? Just get him in. He's going to keep him up.
He's favourite for the job,
roundabout.
He's favourite for that job. And then Mark Hughes is favourite for the
Stoke.
Welsh job.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's a fucking roundabout. Merry-go-round, isn't it? Look at that. Crystal Palace. I'm just looking at the table.
Swansea down and out.
They're fucked.
You think they go down this year?
My dad's a Swansea supporter.
Sorry.
My dad's from Swansea.
Sorry.
He always reads the post and stuff up there. My auntie always sends it to us. I think their club's in big trouble. Owners don't want to give them money to buy players. Football's a business, not a sport now.
Hence why you're doing it at university.
Exactly, mate. Exactly.
That's a nice little plug.
Yeah, bottom of the table now for Clement, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I was looking at Stoke there just to point outside the relegation battle.
Newcastle dropping in. Pardew's West Brom.
Oh, did you say Newcastle?
Yeah.
Told you. Young Spanish waiter, mate. He's dropped a few plates.
But he's got an excuse.
Is he more of a Spanish waiter or the toy bloke from Toy Story?
The toy bloke from Toy Story, definitely.
Every day of the week.
The toy bloke from Toy Story.
With the collector.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I've got that.
There you go. There's some cover art for you. Yeah.
Side by side, Instagram. Laters.
I'll do it later. But it is going to be a good scrap. It's going to be a better scrap for Premier League safety than it is for the Premier League title. I think that's a safe one, isn't it? Well, Bournemouth are down there. I don't like to see that. I like old Eddie Howe.
I said no one from second down is safe, are they? Really?
Well, maybe third down. United are going to get a silver medal.
Take that to fourth.
Oh, yeah, with their world-class striker in Lukaku.
Hold on. Don't you start giving the Billy Big bollocks. You're fucking closer to the bottom than you are the top.
Well,
true story, mate. Do the maths.
It is indeed, mate.
I'm not going to do the maths because it hurts. But, yeah, you look at that. Bottom five. West Ham, I think they're going to be all right now, actually. That's a bit of unfair reading. Minus 15. All them are Joe Hart fuck-ups.
What's Stokes...
Minus 20 on the goal difference. They need to polish some teams off, don't they?
Stop conceding 7 against most.
They do look like a bit of a fucking Sunday league side, don't they?
Yeah.
Minus 20. That's shit, isn't it?
Swansea at bottom, they've only got minus 13.
Yeah. If they concede the most goals in the Premier League.
They only lose about one or something like that, don't they?
Who?
Swansea.
Swansea are a good side, though. Swansea always play better against the bigger teams.
Look, your dad doesn't listen to this. You don't have to big him up, mate.
I'm not.
I sent you that WhatsApp, didn't I, about Sanchez? Bayern Munich don't want him back.
No, I don't blame him. Yeah, no, I saw it.
He came on.
I think you sent that.
Passed
just
the ball off the pitch.
Mm. Passed, no.
And then he got taken off again after about 15 minutes. He hit the target. A couple of weeks back.
He hit the target, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
The caribou.
Carry a bag.
That's about it.
No.
35 million. He's never going to get his move to United, is he?
No, he'll end up at someone's shit like Chelsea or something. Mind you, Jordan Henderson needs replacing.
Jordan Henderson, if he...
Ooh.
We'll dig into that later.
Yes!
I haven't got time.
We'll make time for Jordan Henderson.
There's no time on the show to talk about Jordan Henderson.
There is plenty of time.
He's got no time in my books. So anyway, what were we talking about?
West Ham.
Oh, well done, West Ham.
And
you're
Stoke.
Awesome.
Yeah, our pub player of the week then is Arnautović.
Just for his celebration to fuck the Stoke fans off.
Yeah, we can't keep giving it. We'll never give it to a City player, to be honest.
No,
they're playing
in
a different league anyway, so it doesn't matter. They're not in our league.
Yeah, they are now becoming the Celtic of the Premier League. even though Celtic lost at the weekend.
How can you go 69 games unbeaten in the league and then go and lose 4-0? Talk to me about
bit
that.
Bit dramatic, isn't it?
That's a proper... Do you know what? We're going to go out on the piss. We've got this in the bag.
Please tell me you've seen the video of the Hearts supporter that picked the ball up in the crowd, went to give it to the Celtic supporter and the player and threw it back into the crowd.
Yeah.
Legend.
Went out for a throw-in. Celtic player's gone up to him and he's gone like... just chucked it behind. And we'll find it on Instagram. It's brilliant.
Highlight of the weekend, even though I think not English football.
It was definitely
up there.
That's our pub football Scottish edition.
If it weren't for the Arnautovic Irons cross, I think that would, it would have been up there.
Yeah, definitely our player of the week. Just only because of the turnaround. I mean, you could have given it to De Bruyne, but...
Yeah, but that's the easy option.
Yeah.
I'd like you to work for your money.
But Arnautovic's turnaround since the beginning of the season, we said he was lazy.
We did give him a bit of a grilling, didn't we?
He needed to get booted out, to be honest, but he's turned it round.
David Moyes effect.
Yeah.
Wow.
As much as it hurts.
Yeah.
The sides he's picked points up against as well, isn't it?
He's had some fucking good results, mate. You can't...
The City one was close, wasn't it? I think they were unlucky against them. They should have picked up a point.
Yeah, he's
just sweet. I think they were just knackered at the end of that game.
You can't take it away from him.
They defended for their lives and they picked up the win they deserved in that.
Even as a United fan, do you know what I mean? I think David Moore should have had a bit more time at United and I think he could have gone on to possibly better things, but...
The expectations of him were too high. He was never going to fulfil Sir Alex Fergie. In a season, it was never possible.
I think his quote was... They said... what was he saying? He said... Do you think you were given enough time? And he said, well, they expected me to do... I gave them my plan and they expected me to implement that in the first year, whereas I had a five-year plan. Because he had a five-year contract, it made sense, but...
Got to go long.
Yeah, you go...
Short, medium, long-term goal.
Well, that sounded a bit university-style there, mate.
You've got to, though, haven't you? I coach football, I know how it works.
But no, I think he could have... I wouldn't be surprised if you did see him one day back at a... a top four team.
Do you think?
What? Possibly Liverpool? Chelsea, maybe. No, I said top four.
I'm just going to sit.
Just died a little. Chelsea going to be looking for a manager at the end of the season?
Yeah, probably Luis Enrique.
Can we dig into Chelsea?
Didn't he have a singing career?
Eh?
No, that's
Enrique and Iglesias.
Yeah. Oh, that's the one. Are you old enough to know him?
Yeah, but you're getting married, mate, so you're thinking about wedding songs, aren't you, of that hero or whatever it was.
No, mate.
I can see you singing on the stage.
No, I'm going.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really?
We're not going there.
Are we going to go down the aisle of what people say when they're on stage at a wedding?
Don't know what you're on about, mate.
Going to go there?
No, mate.
What happened, mate?
Oh, mate.
We're going there, aren't we?
We're
going
to go there.
Okay, we're going there.
Okay.
I'm letting Bones explain.
At Pepler's wedding, he's got up stage. I don't know. I think it was before they started playing fucking whatever Liverpool twat
that
song.
Was after.
Or was it after? It was after. That's even worse then, mate. I don't want to stand alone or whatever it is. I don't want to stand alone. Gets up there and asks his missus, will you be my girlfriend? In front of the whole fucking lot.
Do you want to know the best thing?
She said no.
She didn't even say yes on the stage. I had to re-ask her when I got off and she turned around to me and went, you fucking embarrassment. Fair enough. And then the next morning she had to remind me that what I'd done.
Oh.
Did you get down on one knee and everything?
No.
Still my thunder. Oh dear.
Harry Bow ring and everything.
It was more of an onion ring, but
nothing wrong with an onion ring.
Everyone loves an onion ring, mate. Right, go on in. Where are we going? Palace.
Next 3-0 game.
Next 3-0. Done 4-1, 4-1, 3-0, 3-0.
Yeah, Patton. Ooh.
What do you mean?
Hodgson.
Boys.
All right.
Palace are still in trouble, I think.
Where are they in the league? I know we just looked at the tables.
It's just gone. They've shot up the table, mate. They're like nearly second. So are every other fucker. Palace. 14th.
Yeah, because they're at the bottom 2 weeks ago.
That leaves them 17 points behind Liverpool.
If anyone mentions Dwight Gale, I'm not going to be happy.
Dwight Gale, what about Dwight Gale?
Do you not remember?
No.
You don't need to go there.
Fair enough.
What's going on with Leicester?
Yeah, they seem to win one, lose one.
He was doing well, wasn't he?
One Pearl one.
Yeah.
It's a good song, that. Badil, you know who I'm talking about.
He's doing really well. He's doing really well, and then along come Palace. Turn him over.
Benteke's come out of retirement. Zaha's still at the wrong team.
Zaha, he was awesome in that, wasn't he?
I told you, mate, he's quality.
He's a brilliant footballer.
His touches in the box, wasn't it?
He's wasted at Palace.
His feet are fucking shit up.
He needed the Premiership experience, I think, before he went to United.
I'll slap your yokel, your friend. Hi, Nick. he said, we're looking pretty sweet for the summer. I went, well, what are you chatting about? He went, well, Zaha. I went, no, he pledged allegiance to fucking Ghana or something stupid.
Ivory Coast.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Ghost?
Close.
Coast.
I was going to say something then. That would have taken some editing. But no, that lad's a fucking different kettle at the moment. He's looking shit up.
Yeah. His touches in the box were brilliant in that game.
He's got quick feet.
See, you had him, Benteke. Benteke had actually played well in this, didn't he?
He did have a good game.
Loftus-Cheek done well as well. On the other side.
Again, he needs to... I don't know if he's becoming a bit inconsistent or he's just not grabbing headlines because we haven't had an England game in a while.
Would you take him to Russia?
On the plane? Here you go. Loftus-Cheek or Jack Wilshere.
Do you like a beer, Dan?
I do like a beer, Martin.
Yeah, do you like a craft beer?
I am growing more lovingly towards a craft beer.
Yeah, I think we've started to go off the old traditional lagers, haven't we? Yeah, the old chemicals. There's a company called Beer 52. Have you heard of them?
I believe they sponsor this show.
Do they?
Yes.
Really? Wow. Yeah, they've kindly given us, our listeners, a promo code.
For?
Free case of beer.
Can all I use this code?
No. Ugh. All you got to do is pay $5.95 for the delivery. A free case of beer.
It's eight craft beers.
Eight craft beers.
For £6. And a snack. The snacks were good.
And the magazine is a good read. Ferment magazine.
Nice.
Great read.
For the price of a delivery.
Yep, $5.95 using the promo code PUBFOOTBALL at checkout.
At checkout. Wow.
Bargain.
Good beers as well.
Nice beers, weren't they?
There's a lot of nice beer in there.
What was your favourite?
I want to. Was it Brixton Brewery?
Brixton Brewery.
Yeah,
nice
the breakfast
one.
Beer. Lemony Zest one.
What was the Bale one?
Bale Ale?
Yeah,
Bale Ale. Yeah. Was it a chocolatey one? Chocolatey ale?
There was a chocolate stout one in there as well. It was really nice, wasn't it?
Some really nice beers. Beer52.com.
Beer52.com. Pub football at checkout. Get your free case now.
£5.95. Shipping.
Bargain.
Lovely, Alan. Or Martin.
Wiltshire or. Cheek.
That's what I said.
We're asking you.
Oh.
Don't ask us a question if you can't give us an answer straight.
Wilshire. I said this. Wilshire is going to be my outside bet. I said that long, long time ago.
Instead of Cheeky.
Instead of Cheeky. Cheeky Wilshire instead of Loftus-Cheeky.
He's looking decent, Wilshire. His touches.
Honestly.
He's got some form back in him since he's been back at Arsenal.
He seems to, I think, Match of the Day said it, his body's now accepting that he can play football.
Yeah.
He seems to be made of wood instead of glass.
He knows his limits 20 minutes in a game.
No, he's played the last two 90-minute games, actually. Get your facts right, yeah. Have a fucking word with yourself. Don't be putting Jack down.
Yeah. No, I don't think he'll go.
You don't think? You reckon Loftus will go instead?
I don't think he'll go either. I think there'll be other people.
Go on, tell me Jordan Henderson will go.
Jordan Henderson's going to go. If he's captain of the team, he's going.
He's going. It's not like Liverpool and leave him out and still be captain.
Such a bollocks. Jordan Henderson's not going.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He's fucking
he's going.
Cack.
Yeah. Don't know. Depends who we come against. Well, we've got Panama and Tunisia.
Your beard makes your head look a lot fatter than it is.
I won't even comment on your hair.
It's not a visual thing, mate.
It will be now. Facebook Live.
No, don't, because I've got my shirt. I've got my work shirt on.
We've got Panama first, and then Tunisia, and then
Belgium.
Belgium last. I don't know what the quarterfinals look like after that.
I haven't been joined yet.
No, it's all flows through though, doesn't it? You know what groups you're going to get.
Yeah, if we come first, we get second in Poland's group.
It's a lot about your missus there, isn't it, mate?
What?
You coming first.
Fuck it. No words, Baines, no words.
Oh, he's just dropped my surname in there now.
He's done it already.
Oh, has he? Bellend. Right, anyway, and Diddy got sent off.
And did indeed, didn't he?
Oi! Yeah. Yeah. That was almost good.
Yeah,
it's almost flawless.
Yeah, the first yellow card wasn't a yellow card, but then the second one, blatant dive.
Yeah, this. Martin Atkinson, he's pretty consistent. The old ref, he weren't having none of that, was he?
No. Benteke with the first, Saha with the second, and then who got the third?
That's a bloody good point. Who did get the first? Not on there.
It's hiding.
Oh, Bakayu Sakho. Stoppage time winner.
I think he was quite lucky with that, really. Because he lost his sheet as he played it through. He didn't hit it with any pace. So the ball started slowing down. But then Sakho cut inside and then top bins.
You love a top bins, don't you?
Yeah.
No, well done. I think Palace are safe now.
I'm not convinced.
No?
No.
What are their next run of fixtures?
Top six finish.
It could happen, though.
What, a top six finish?
Never know.
That's the Premier League.
The whole bottom end of that table from 10th down is completely open. And the top half is static.
In Leicester, Palace's last... Fuck it. Palace have won 5 on the bounce. Oh, no, it's Leicester. Sorry, I'm missing that.
No, see, Leicester have done well. They've turned teams over, haven't they? They've been tipped for top six.
But Palace ain't lost in six games now. What's an effect?
Simple football, isn't it?
Simple man.
Yeah. I agree.
Not Odson or him. No, fair play. No, you can't take that away from him. I think Roy the Boy and David Moyes. Who would have thought it?
Hey, Casper pulled off a very...
Peter S.
It was brilliant.
Proper starfish.
Still waiting for him to get signed for Man United.
Never going to happen, mate.
Do you not reckon?
No. I said Liverpool last week, didn't I? No.
And I said, why we would dampen his career?
I thought it'd be
perfect. They do need a good goalkeeper, though, mate.
I think he's very...
Mignolet stepped up better than I thought he would have.
You had Kraken. What's his name? What's the other one?
Carrius.
Kraken?
I was going to
say. It's a bloody lovely
crackers.
Rum, that is. Crackers. He fucking is crackers, mate. one letter out, mate. Carrius. A German goalkeeper. You can't go wrong with a German goalkeeper.
He was tipped a lot. Apparently next Norway, wasn't he?
Was he?
Oh, yeah, because he was third choice in the national team. Yeah, Oliver Kahn, Manuel Neuer.
He might come good at his next club, like most players happen.
Yeah.
Salah.
Real Madrid.
We'll get on to Salah.
Zaha.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, I think he just went too soon, I think.
De Bruyne.
He went too soon.
Yeah, good win for Palace then.
Right, are we going to do honourable mentions in the garbage bin of football this weekend?
I think we should just move on to Liverpool.
I'm more than happy to.
The garbage bin of football. Go on then. Let's have this. 4-0 away at Bournemouth.
Poor Eddie Howe.
Yeah. Next Arsenal manager.
Oh, there's loads of goals in this game, haven't there? I did say this. You said 4-0 the other way, though.
Did I? Probably not even surprised about that, to be fair.
We didn't watch this, so...
I'll watch this.
Go on in, Matty. Let's see what you got.
Over to you.
Wasn't bad. Thought we played quite well. Big questions being thrown at Jurgen Klopp, I think. How can you go and draw two games on the bounce, Everton and West Brom?
Put the ball in your face.
Should have won it. I'll make sure you're listening, mate.
Put the big black thing near your mouth.
All right, so how can you draw against Everton and West Brom?
Everton was a big one, wasn't it?
I love that sound clip from Klopp.
Big Merseyside derby, and you're going fuck it up with Lovren. But
the thing is, though, it didn't even feel like a derby. Man City Tottenham was a derby. That had a more derby feel to it.
Oh, because there was
a few challenges,
kickings in the head and stuff. Literally.
It was boring.
10,000 attendants?
So it's a small stadium.
It's tiny.
Yeah. Of course it was at Bournemouth, wasn't it? Yeah. Obviously Anfield's a fortress, so
Anfield would be happy for 10,000 people.
In that Liverpool team, there's no players in there that have got the derby. There's no local lads in there, is there? No.
Yeah.
Bring back John Flanagan.
You ain't got your Mark Nobles and
no, there's no local players. So it's never
Steven Gerrard at a push.
It's going to be a long time before that becomes a derby game again, isn't it? Really?
It never will be now, it was for
Rooney, and they had quite a few local lads in there, didn't they?
Rooney enjoyed himself when he got a cheap penalty.
John Joe Kenny, is that right?
John Joe Kenny, good player.
Who's the other one? He took him off. Blondair.
I know who you mean.
Davies.
Davies, yeah.
God, I tell you what, this lad's fucking handy. Fucking more useful than that steering wheel attendant we had.
Yeah. I think it should be about Salty Wigs.
Salty Wigs, what a better.
What was your analysis of this game then?
I don't really know, to be honest. I'm not sure why we started Oxlade-Chamberlain. He's starting to show his worth, maybe, but he's definitely not worth the amount of money we paid for him.
Did he play centre mid?
He did play centre mid.
Ahead of Jordan Henderson?
Henderson, Wijnaldum, Oxlade-Chamberlain.
There's a lot of players in the middle that can play for Liverpool, isn't there?
4-3-3. Mane on the bench.
Mane on the bench.
Too many attackers to fit in the team.
Danny Ings as well, getting a little run out.
Cameo.
Danny Ings needs to go out on loan. Again.
Yeah. How old is he?
Close to 30 now, I think, isn't he?
Can't go out on loan at that age. That's just embarrassing.
Is that his age or is that his shirt number? 28.
No, he's hold on.
He's
25.
He's
25.
He's only close to 30. He's catching up with you.
Easy.
He's had a hard life.
He has had a lot. He must have had. He's done my delivery for a couple of weeks, mate.
What do you think of Solanke?
Good player. Good money we paid for him.
What, three?
No, it's like 3 million, wasn't it?
That's tribunal, wasn't it? Tribunal fee.
But is he getting the game time that he needs to become an out-and-out striker? When he comes on, he doesn't seem to do that much.
He started him in the last game, though, wasn't it? What was the last game? Was that the Everton game?
West Brom
started him. Didn't he play against Everton as well?
He's not scoring, though, is he? Yes, I think that's the problem. I think that's the same with... Where's Sturridge? Is he injured again?
He took off. He substituted your front three.
I don't. I said he would go to Russia.
Ooh, Sturridge.
But I don't think he. I don't think he will because he's injured. He's not going to be fit enough to go, is he? Really?
He's going to have the game time. Adam Lallana, is he going to go to the World Cup?
Yeah. Oh, this was a late showing then from Liverpool, then, wasn't it?
I still think Adam Lallana is England's best technical player on his day.
He's quality, mate. This is why I put him in my team. I'm going to agree with you on it.
Yeah, how long do you reckon until he's back full?
New year.
New year.
Yeah.
I think he is quality.
Who does he take out of that team, though?
Well, it's looking like Coutinho's going to go, isn't it?
Oh, you think he's going to go in January?
This is the chat. Yeah, there's talk again. When Oxlade-Chamberlain said something or...
To Barca.
I don't see him as a Barcelona player.
No, I don't either. I don't think he's Madrid.
Good. I don't think he's good enough. I don't.
But then again, he'll have 5 games where he doesn't do anything. A bit like last season, didn't do anything for a few games and went and scored a 30-yard screamer against Southampton. And as soon as he gets that goal, he's back on form.
One of them.
I mean, if you need the money, you don't have to sell him. You could sell Salah. Real Madrid won him, didn't they?
Yeah, but have you seen that money swap and the player? Is it Lucas Vazquez or something? Their right winger? I've never even heard of him.
Give 2 million and a shitty player.
Always works out well. I'm trying to think of an example, but I can't, so that's a fuck up.
I'm not keen on Firmino.
I think you could probably find a better.
He's not a number 9, is he?
No.
He's a central attacking midfielder with a good work rate.
Is he a Brazilian regular?
He does play, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I think his work rate is good enough to set.
He's replaced Fred, isn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think he's... He's definitely not a number 9. He's not a Rushy or a Barnes or... You know what I mean?
The thing is, though, you say that, sets the press, and I think that's how Salah's been scoring so many goals.
Salah's definitely...
20 goals before Christmas.
It's that that freedom, isn't it?
Not even Hazard managed that.
He hasn't.
He's been carrying the team
this morning.
It's coming from me as well. Yeah. Well, he, in that game, he didn't even play with striker. Played a false nine.
Oh,
Hazard.
Oh, I saw that. That was ridiculous.
Well, there you got William.
We'll come to that.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Let's not digest.
No.
So at Liverpool, routed.
That's not really a 4-3-3, is it? Really, Liverpool playing.
No.
Is it really?
It's more of a 4-3.
So Firmino's up top and then Salah. Coutinho's not playing wide though, is he?
No.
I like Gomez.
Odo as well.
Are they almost a Man City but just shit?
They can't defend.
Well, no, I mean they pick a defence and then everyone else just plays where they want.
Pick a defence? I don't think they have they?
Nope. They ain't even picked a goalkeeper yet.
Yeah.
Who'd you pick as a centre-back for Liverpool though?
Out of the ones you got?
Neil
Bart. Ruddock.
Bring back the rain.
He's funny, isn't he?
Sammy Upia.
Sammy Upia was a great player, apart from his own goals that he seemed to score every week for about six games.
Him and Carragher. Carragher's top of the
Carragher,
table. Yeah,
I've still got I'm going to Google that now because I don't believe it's Carragher top of the ratings.
I listened to that Magic Sponge episode with Neil Ruddock.
He's quality, isn't he?
He's so funny. Have you heard that?
Fucking diamond.
So funny. I might even book him, just pay for him to come on.
I would love that. Fucking hell. Some of the stories I've heard about that fucker.
The thing is though, it costs us more than the bar bill.
I don't know.
Well, he won't stick his hands in his pocket though, will he?
No, because you've got to pay for him to be here.
Yeah, I suppose. Tell him he's going to talk to Deal Town.
Most own goals in the Premier League. Who's going to be?
Trent Alexander is on the bench as well.
Not going to be a bit big-headed, but I met him the other week. Uni, yeah.
What's he doing there?
The England under-23s were going training, but they were staying at the Hilton.
All right,
and we was walking past as he come out, and we was like, "Oh, can we get a photo?" But then the bus was ready to go. So he was like, "Another time, chaps."
Another time.
I've been 20.
Yeah, I fucking knew it.
What?
Most own goals in the Premier League, Richard Dunn.
Oh yeah,
I didn't say he was the most.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Go back to last week. You said he's got the most with five or something.
Where's the rewind,
stupid. Jamie Carragher's got 7.
There you go. I said 6.
Well, so you were wrong on 2 accounts. You said the most with 5.
Don't think so.
You did. Richard Dunn, Aston Villa, Queen's Park Rangers and Man City. There you go. There's a Man City legend for you.
Have you seen the video when he tries to do that step over and just completely like falls over?
Wes Brown's got 6. Brilliant.
As bad as Kale's Rabona.
The only thing that would have been worse than that attempt is if it actually come off. Oh, there you go. Richard Dunn, most own goals in the Premier League. But he has been around a long old time, old Dunny. Carragher. But, I'll give you that. Carragher, most own goals at one club.
Yeah, there you go, that's what I meant.
Yeah. What's it? Hold on, it's the same under least trophies won at one club. Oh, my next.
Is Gomez not a centre-back then?
Because
that's
deployed,
where he wants to play
yeah.
for England.
Yeah, he got played in
well,
the three,
right centre-back, wasn't it? So it's still like a forward playing
decent.
Ball player.
I thought he looked alright.
Yeah.
I don't know. But again, it's about giving all the youngsters game time.
Again, it's going to be Southgate and see how he ruins it.
Yeah. At least Klopp knows what he's got to improve now, doesn't he?
Goalkeeper, defending.
Yeah, centre-backs and a goalkeeper.
But what were Dortmund like when he was there? Could they defend?
No, not really.
So he's not a coach that can teach defending, is he?
He was a striker.
It's difficult to say. If you're going to go zone or marking...
No, Wenger can't do that. He's been around for 20 years.
I just don't get zone or marking.
How would you get around City?
How would I get round City? I think you've just got to catch them on an off day and just knock their confidence, to be honest. Bit like Celtic.
What you do? How do you beat City? I think you test them.
I think Tottenham tried by breaking their legs. It didn't work.
It's one way, but I think...
You can't sit.
You can't sit because they'll just find gaps. I think you've got to press them.
Yeah.
This is where Mourinho fucked up. I think if you press them and you can force them into errors...
Because they're not great at the back, are they?
No.
They're not great at the back.
Otamendi,
Delph is a weak link on that side.
What about Stones?
Stones as well, if you're
still injured.
Pressure.
Mm-hmm. Company's just old now. They are vulnerable at the back, but no one... Because of risk of being countered at attack, because they're so fucking quick, people don't want to press them.
The ones they've got at the back at the moment, they're definitely not ball playing ones, are they? Company in Mangala.
Oh God, no, not Mangala, fuck.
He's
barely a footballer, let alone a playing footballer.
Yeah, you push those, and I think you got to mark De Bruyne and Silva man to man.
Silva didn't play this weekend, did he?
I think Chelsea might do him, but then that's
the optimistic.
That same set of fixtures, we've got Barcelona and United in the same. I think Chelsea might do him in that one. I think they'll get Kante
for
on
people
him.
That can't see. I'm giving Martin the sarcastic thumbs up.
Yeah, because when we played him,
smoking crack again.
No, when we played him, Kante didn't play.
Oh, that's going to be a difference maker.
Yeah, it will be. Best player in the world.
He is. In Diddy.
And did he don't?
Hey, next. Where are we going? Are we going to go Man United, West Brom? Oh, I'm not even going to lie. I ain't watched it. Lukaku scored an absolute peach of a 40-yard... No, he didn't. It was the same goal as he scored against Bournemouth with his head.
And your best player scored as well.
I'm going to fucking glass you in a minute.
Jesse Lingard.
Yeah, what's wrong with Jesse?
Bollocks, mate. He's done better than Hazard this season. No?
No.
He fucking has.
No, he isn't.
He has. 6 goals in 5 starts that lad. So he's going to the World Cup. He's going to win it for us.
He will go to the World Cup as well, wouldn't he? We said he wasn't going to go, but he's going to go now, isn't he?
How was that going? We said.
He said we went.
And I say you say me.
Oop.
No.
Oop.
Matt don't appreciate it. Don't know what a rave is. Oh. But no, Lukaku, it was carbon copy of the goal against Bournemouth. Jesse Lingard pops up.
Wasn't it 8 out of the 11 players in that United team were still there with Sir Alex Ferguson?
I like this. I actually screenshotted that. I will read you that stat.
Even Jesse Lingard.
Shut up.
Rashford, Lingard.
They were as well.
There it is.
Jonesy,
Young. After £660 million spent, 7 of the 11 starters were at the club when Sir Alex Ferguson was in charge. Recruitment is obviously not good enough.
Nope.
Nearly £700 million. That's like, you could buy Liverpool for £700 million.
You definitely couldn't. I've looked that up.
But...
£800 million.
£710.
And a kebab.
Just throw him a goalkeeper, they'll sell you. Yeah, that's not good. Out of the 11.
I think a lot of those players they bought as well have been centre backs, and they just not worked out.
Yeah.
Problem position was always a goalkeeper for United, wasn't it? But it settled there now.
We've got David till the summer.
Obviously,
he's going to stay.
He's going to be
prime target for a lot of clubs.
I think the World Cup might be a changer for that one. He gets him in amongst all those Spain boys. They do enough convincing, they'll bring him back over.
I can't see Spain doing well in the World Cup.
No.
Who's your winner for the World Cup?
France.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Belgium.
Best team by far, isn't it?
Yeah, squad depth and everything, but then you don't dismiss Germany at all.
Top goal scorer?
Diego Forlan.
Brilliant.
Loves to score against Liverpool.
There we go.
I think that's going to just sum up the United game. I ain't seen. Oh, there was a naughty challenge. I know that's kicking up a bit of press.
Go on.
Oh, Gareth Barry on.
He scored.
Dave the Have. Fucking.
Dave the Rave.
Dave the Rave. Dave the Save De Gea.
He scored.
He stamps on his ankle or something. I think that's going to the old tribunal.
He scored though.
Good Gareth Barry. Is that his first? Rub-a-dub-a-dub-dub! Is that Gareth Barry's first goal? Ever?
No, not ever, no.
Is that his age next to his name as well?
77.
Rub-a-dub-a-dub-dub!
I should put it on mute.
You really should.
Not mute.
No, United, for once, actually dominated possession and touches and passes and... meh. Wow, we've only lost 3 times to West Bromwich Albion. Beaten 15 times. Nice, like that. Nice little stat attack. We got anything left? That was a really quick breeze over. People will love that, the fact that I didn't talk about United for 20 minutes.
We didn't go with Arsenal, but we'll leave that one out.
Oh, no, we're going back to...
didn't talk about United in the last one.
What was that?
City.
Yes, we did.
Should we go back to that?
We talked about it.
What do you think about it?
Or should we go back to the Chelsea game against West Ham?
Fuck off.
There we go. Moving on, Arsenal game.
Oh, yeah, last weekend didn't happen, did it?
No, the first game and the last game of the weekend didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
What did Liverpool do last weekend? Oh, Junior West Brom. Oh, yeah, let's just bypass the whole weekend.
It was midweek, mate. Yeah, right.
Oh, midweek, same difference. I think the only real... Gino De Campo, that was.
Okay, if you say so.
Long-term listener. Brighton Burnley ain't going to get a mention.
No, binning it off. That's our new word, bin.
Bin. Brighton missed a penalty. Should have had another... Job done.
Good result though for Brighton though, wouldn't it? Really?
That's a good point against
Apart
Burnley.
From missing the penalty.
Missing the penalty and probably should have had another when that.
In terms of Burnley though, that's the game they should have won, isn't it?
Oh,
after
their
Champions League aspirations.
Oh, I just want to see Sean Dyche in sock sandals and a suntan.
Yes, I fancy him to get the Arsenal job.
Ooh!
I see him as a Liverpool manager. I don't see him as Arsenal.
I don't know.
He does seem a bit of a rough and ready lad. Someone that'll nick your upcaps.
No. Yeah, but do Arsenal need that? I think there is a bit of a melt.
I've got Eddie Howe pegged as the Arsenal manager.
I have as well, but I still think he's too young for that job.
Arsenal, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, Wenger was that old when he went in.
Yeah, but what do you do with Arsenal now? How can you change it?
Spend a little bit of money.
Sean Dyche go in, roughen them up a little bit, actually get some money, get some players. Eddie Howe goes in.
I don't
play simple, keep ball football.
Either of them are not attractive managers to go play for, though, are they?
No.
Not at the moment. I think if Burnley finish fourth, mate, it might change stuff.
They ain't going to finish Burnley fourth. Don't be so silly, mate.
Europa League.
Tottenham finishing outside the top four.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Europa League.
So Chelsea.
Yeah.
Tottenham will go bloody win the Champions League now, won't they?
Will they? That's
got.
I'll tell you what, you've had a pint and a sip and you're pissed. Right, Brighton Burnley. Dump.
Grump.
Chelsea Southampton.
Chelsea Southampton. Go on in, Martin. Have your little moment.
Cracking goal from Alonso. That's
shit
it.
Goalkeeping.
Best left wing back / left back in the league we're going for?
Yeah. His position's going to be
Fabian Delph, Ashley Young.
No.
James Milner.
James Milner.
Oh, here we go.
Our expert goalkeeper in the room.
No, it's just shit. It's
goalkeeper. All right.
Oh, he's striker in now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me just rewind that a minute.
Go on.
What was that word you just used?
What?
Did you just say strikering?
No, striker.
I thought you said, oh, you're strikering now. I thought you said strikering.
No, definitely didn't.
Bellend. Yeah,
it's not the first time he's done this, though, is it?
It's a quick free kick.
No. He went outside.
It's gone round the wall, so one straight away, it screams.
He just wasn't watching, was he?
It screams that he's...
No, screams back David Luiz against
Liverpool. He's almost looking where the ball's going to go.
Yeah,
but
I predict the ball's going to go there.
The way the ball's gone in, the way it's been struck, you can tell that the wall's not in the right place. It's not covered the
foot to the right.
Yeah, if he goes another player across, like say foot and after to the goalkeeper's right,
yeah, whipping that back round.
It hits the wall or it goes wide.
I think William would have taken it if it was a foot the other way.
Good possibility.
Yeah.
Can't take away from it. It's a great technique. It was a good goal, but
low as well, wasn't it? Wasn't?
Yeah. Well, that just screams that the wall's not in position, and Alonso's taking full advantage of it. But Foster's stood there, hands on knees, looking about the place, and he's got caught napping.
He had a good game after that.
He had a good game game except for that one blip.
Yeah.
But it's that one blip that people remember.
Yeah, Fabregas. Well, we did have a goal disallowed. And Fabregas did his score.
Yeah, that was well worked. That was unlucky. It was a good call by the linesman, but
tight, wasn't it?
It was still a good goal, well worked.
Fabregas had one trickle across the line, went through Foster's legs.
Yeah, I think that should have been a penalty.
You think?
Yeah, he got a good shove in the back with that. I can't remember who the defender was, but he gave him a good old shove. But he still got the
straight
kick
straight across the line, didn't it?
Yeah, and went out, but. No, I thought that there was probably grounds for a penalty there.
Yeah, I don't think Southampton done anything. He rested six. Well, he didn't rest. He dropped six players, and he wasn't happy after they got smashed.
Van Dijk was one of them, wasn't he?
Yeah, they got smashed 4-0 in the last one. Was it Leicester?
Yeah, Leicester.
But they've been doing well up until then, haven't they?
Weird.
We said they turn a corner a little bit, Charlie Austin started playing, and then they play Leicester, get smashed.
Oh, they didn't have a shot on target until the 60th minute.
I think
and who was that?
Austin.
That man, Austin.
Yeah.
World Cup.
I'd pick him.
Yeah.
Personally.
I'd pick Nick Pope as well.
Goalkeeper. Yeah. Understudy.
Burnley.
I'm still favouring Pickford.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've got to take three goalkeepers.
I think Pickford's
Joe Hart's
number
going.
One.
He ain't going to go for
you
shit.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, even though he's not going. Number one now at West Ham.
He ain't going to go if he's not
well. Yeah, but he's our most experienced keeper for England, isn't he?
Doesn't matter. Give a shit. Bollocks.
I think Pickford's, he's got the bollocks about him though to step up in those
big
games.
The best thing about Pickford, he celebrates a save the same way as a striker will celebrate a goal.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, I think that's great.
Why not? Fucking hell. If you make a good save and you keep it at 0-0, damn fucking right, I'm going to run around with my shirt around my head.
Yeah,
I'll get out of breath too quick now.
Best keeper by far, I think.
Pickford.
Really. Yeah, and Pope has to be able to shout now. Because Butlin's not strong enough, is he?
Pope might even be with it. Yeah, number two shout. I guarantee Pope's got more clean sheets than Pickford this season.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe.
Stats don't lie, mate.
Nope.
Arsenal, Newcastle?
Yeah, never
stats
good goal.
Stats don't lie.
No. How many losses is this in the road? Now they're in the bottom three.
Newcastle ain't one in eight.
No, bottom three team.
I think.
They've got an excuse though, haven't they?
What, they've got a dumb waiter? Spanish waiter?
No, they're a shit team.
Oh. Yeah, they ain't got a winning eight.
Shearer's been on Twitter and he said, you know, just sell the club now, you're going to ruin us. Because as soon as they go down...
I don't think they'll make a fucking blind bit different. The fact that they're selling it for 300 mil.
But Ashley's not selling, though. For that. He's not selling, though, is he?
Yeah, but he's a dick.
Yeah, he's ruined the club.
The worst
really
thing
has.
He ever done was change it from St James's Park to
Sports Direct Stadium.
Sports Direct Arena. That's embarrassing in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, if it's going to look cheap there, isn't it?
You get a free mug every time you buy a fucking pint. It's a big old fucking mug and all.
Yeah,
you get a pint in it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I feel sorry for Benitez because it's.
It
ain't going to look good in his career.
It's the same, it's
he
the
won
same
the championship, though, didn't he?
Yeah, but that's the team that he bought up. And they started well.
Yeah, started well, but ran out of steam, didn't they?
I like their centre-half, their skipper, whatever his name is.
Yeah,
is
he's
back
decent.
Yet? I don't think he's back from injury.
Richie?
No. Oh, that boy.
That lass.
No, that's him. Yeah, yeah. He's English as well. Ooh.
Right, what's Liverpool striker's name?
What?
Newcastle striker's name.
Jesus Christ, that was a fucking effort, wasn't it? Hosselu. Perez. Ronaldo Aarons? Has he got any... Dwight Gayle?
Yeah, Dwight Gayle.
Why do we have to bring Dwight Gayle?
Yeah,
why
can't we talk about Dwight Gayle?
No, we're good.
No, we're
going to
go there now.
Crystal Palace, Liverpool. A couple of years back. Last minute. commentator. With the... I'm not even going to go into it. Brings back bad memories. It was basically the same line as Aguero! And it was just Dwight Gayle instead.
That's not copyrighted, is it? We don't have to pay for that.
No.
No, because he got it.
Yeah, I'm just a guest.
He's a good player, though. I remember
Ronaldo Aarons.
Last time they played in the Premiership,
yes.
He made his debut. Yeah. He done really well. They tipped him to be like a Ronaldo type player.
What, because he's got the same name?
No.
That's not because he's not Ronaldo.
Because of his silky skills.
Matt Ritchie, that boy can deliver a ball. It's a shame he's Scottish. He's fucking wasted then, isn't he? Cole Darlow, he got dropped. No surprise whatsoever.
Yeah. Who's in goal?
Rob Elliott was back.
Yeah. Did make a difference.
No, it didn't. They lost.
I mean, they lost, but lost by a cracker of a goal.
How was a good goal.
United's next player.
You're right. Fuck off. That's a bullshit ball bag.
He's started playing well now, though, isn't he?
Yes, he's had a good couple of...
Another German player. Turkish-German.
What is it? That's not even a connection, is it?
They walk that way, so that's where they go. End up.
Goose-stepping.
Oh!
He's raised.
Gone Nazism now. Bloody hell. We've got listeners in Germany.
Yeah, we've got a lot of listeners, man. It's mad. Not after this show, but...
25 countries. and dropping.
Yeah, got more countries than we've got subscribers in this country.
Oh dear. Yeah, cracker a goal from Ozil.
Was a very good goal, going away from goal.
Yeah.
Back across himself.
Very quick highlights of Match of the Day for that game.
Yeah,
because that was it.
It was the highlight.
That was the highlight.
Are we gonna?
And he brought back in Lacazette, didn't he, after dropping him in the last game where they drew 0-0.
I think Lacazette's a decent quality player. He should just be playing every week.
They're on about bringing in Lamar in, don't they? But I still think.
But he replaces Sanchez for me. That's a light for light.
I still think it should be Sanchez on one side, Giroud, and then Lacazette as a front three.
I don't like Lacazette outside.
Ozil behind.
I'm not convinced. I don't know.
Jack Wilshere.
What's it? Giroud's got the most goals off the
Xhaka's
bench
place.
Now.
Yeah.
Jack Wilshere takes Granit Xhaka's place when Ramsey's fit. There you go.
Yeah.
Ramsey goes to a
rusher. He sits too far forward, doesn't he, as well?
Xhaka's not a holding midfielder.
He leaves too much space.
Yeah, he don't like it. Don't like it. Never heard of him. Ainsley,
I think
they've
got a few players to replace, haven't they, in
goalkeeper.
The summer. Goalkeeper being one. Centre-backs, because the German one, he's
maybe
retiring.
Maybe Schmeichel.
Kasper.
I could see him at Arsenal.
Was he 31, isn't he?
Yeah.
Is he that old?
Yeah, man.
Is he
that old? I'm 31. Cheeky bastard.
No, I'm sorry. For a footballer, that's old now, isn't it? As soon as you hit 30,
not a goalkeeper,
you're at your peak,
goalkeeper,
really, aren't you?
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Well, we said this about goalkeepers, though, didn't we, as well?
Yeah.
It's a young man's game now, rather than an old man's one.
All right, maybe
no,
not.
No, why he went up front, mate.
Done it.
All you've got to do is ping it at his head. Or his boot.
Not even that, he just bounces off his dad bod and just lays up to someone else.
What? Neither of you can fucking play 90 minutes without going down injured. You need fucking girl shoes, and you, oh, fuck me.
I've got my Heelys on today. Especially for him.
Got your Heelys on.
Yeah. I had a touch of a Dutch master.
You did, mate. You were fucking good until you got fat and fucking broke your knee.
Yeah, I broke my knee. Yeah, I didn't get fat. Moving on.
There's a visual.
What's the next game?
That's it, mate. We're done.
Is it? Oh, it went so quickly.
It was fun, wasn't it?
You sure?
That's an hour 22 minutes. It's a game of football nearly, isn't it?
It's not too bad.
It's almost as long as Liverpool play for a game.
No comment.
Should we go on to next week's fixtures?
One tonight.
It's a proper cluster. Oh, should
tonight
we call this?
Tonight being Monday night.
It is Monday night, so this will probably go on Thursday by the time Martin pulls his finger out.
Swansea will beat Everton tonight.
Oh, hello. Fancy that, do you?
Yeah.
Swansea to beat Everton. Ooh.
I'm feeling that.
Matt's had a pint.
What, Clement to save his job or to go?
He'll still get sacked over the Christmas period, but I think Swansea will beat Everton tonight.
At Goodison. Is that just because you're a Liverpool fan, though?
No.
Oh. Who do you think will take their job then? Because he's running out of people to take over.
Fewless.
Yeah, but that would be a good shout,
wouldn't
it?
He's Welsh, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's Welsh.
That would be a shout.
Yeah. Has he managed there before?
No.
He hasn't? Yeah. Would he want to take a team from the bottom?
Done it before.
This is specialist, though, isn't it? This is what we say. It's just a fucking merry-go-round.
He's never been relegated as a manager or something.
Nah.
All right, Swansea's a beat Everton. We're waiting on Falcons tonight, mate.
NFL,
yeah. It's another winning bet, though. One more fucking money on that than we have the football.
Yeah, I've given up betting on the football.
All right, fuel fixtures. We got Friday night football. That's a biggie, that is.
Yeah, what do you think on this one? Arsenal versus Liverpool.
2-2.
2-2.
Loves a tool jaw. It's my mate.
I can just see it being a Liverpool going all out attack.
Sending offs?
No, I just fancy Lovren to make. I just fancy Lovren to make a horrendous mistake.
Again.
Arsenal park the bus.
That's United.
Yeah.
Arsenal park the bus and then they go up and score one at the end.
Right, he's done the first fix, you do the next one.
What's the next one?
Everton Chelsea.
Oh. Well, last year Chelsea stuffed them 5-0 on my birthday.
So you're going to lose 1-0.
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, probably 1-0 win.
This week, Chelsea. Brighton-Watford.
Ooh.
We're on to Saturday normal times.
Watford win. Come back.
2-2 draw.
Although they've got about three or four players out on suspension now.
they're missing their whole midfield.
Yeah.
Two all.
And Deeney. I think Deeney might be sold, you know.
I fancy a Brighton home win.
Ooh.
Brighton home win. Although they were close in the last one, though, weren't they?
Yeah. City Bournemouth, that's a pointless fucking fixture at all.
Yeah, but this is going to be...
Bournemouth 4-0 win.
Yeah, but it could be like that, though. Yeah.
You've had a pint and a half and you're being silly now.
Yeah, but if anyone's going to beat Man City, it's going to be a team that's down the bottom-ish end of the table, isn't it? Yeah.
If any team's going to beat Man City, it's going to be Bournemouth.
Could be.
They park the bus a lot.
So do United, and we fucked that up. If it weren't for Lukaku, we would have won 1-0.
Not anything even Lindelof stuffed up.
Not even Lindelof, no.
Linder slip.
So, Southampton, Huddersfield. 2-2. No, Charlie Austin, 1-0. No, because Huddersfield is just...
No, there's going to be a Southampton win, I reckon.
Charlie Austin brace. Doesn't score one, he only scores two.
I'm going to back our manager of the week, Wagner. Huddersfield win.
This is why he doesn't have any friends.
St Mary's is a tough place to go, though, isn't it?
We've been there.
0-0.
Stoke. good night out. Yeah. Stoke West Brom. Oh, that is a six-pointer.
Ah, this is one where obviously Pardew's got a job. He's only just gone there, so he can't lose his.
Want a bet?
Sat twice in a season.
Ever been done?
No, I don't think so.
Stoke.
I think West Brom.
You reckon? I'm going to say Stoke
because West Brom done well against United, and they said on telly that everything that Pardew's trying to do is start to click. So like Hodgson did, and same with Moisey. Started to click, so I think they'll probably take a 1-0 win or something.
I'm still saying Stoke.
I'm going for a 0-0.
Crouchy hat trick.
Oh, 0-0.
Oh, and still lose his job.
Are you betting? He's still sacked. Swansea Palace.
All When's day. That? When's that?
Right after Stoke West Brom kick off.
Oh, Saturday. No, I got confused because you already said them, but that was tonight, isn't it? Go on. Swansea.
Oh, sorry. Swansea Palace.
The sacking of Paul Clement is coming.
Do you think in that one?
Yeah.
That's the one that he gets sacked in.
I've got more money on Boy the Boy having a fucking heart attack when Benteke scores a brace.
Takes another penalty.
That would stop anyone's heart. West Ham, Newcastle. These are good six-pointers.
It's not a bad weekend fixtures list, is it?
It's not bad at all.
Gorka Benitez could be sacked in this one.
Yeah, I reckon so.
He's the best man for the job, though, isn't he? Really?
No, you got fucking Tony Pugh. Who the fuck's Tony Pugh? Pugh-less. Knowledge is key.
Yeah.
You got Pugh-less going there.
Newcastle?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they're down there, aren't they?
Alan Shearer to come back.
Don't be a dick. Burnley Spurs. Burnley win 3-0.
Yeah, I'm going for that as well.
mate, that's a top four. That's a fourth place finished game, that.
Yeah.
Fuck Arsenal off. No, Arsenal always finished fourth.
Yeah, Liverpool won't get close, will they?
Why's my dad ringing me?
Can we get him on?
No.
Chris Tarrant, we've got one. Phone a friend or whatever.
He has no idea about football. And then, 7:45 kickoff. Leicester, Man United. Man United all day. Going to get fucked.
Leicester win.
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Leicester win.
He's asking where I am so I can go pick his car up because I'm going to the cinema in a bit.
Star Wars, Yoda dies.
Look, just because I ruined it for you last year, mate, you ain't going to ruin it for
Please
me this year.
Please don't tell me you've just ruined it for me.
No.
How the fuck's he going to... How's Yoda going to die when he's dead already?
Is he dead?
he does come back, though. There you go, there's a spoiler. Yoda comes back as a false ghost.
I walked into the office last year. I hadn't seen it. I told him I'm going to see it and he goes... Oh, you don't have to see it. Why is that? And he told me who dies.
Oh, yeah, you don't bother seeing it, mate. Han Solo dies. What?
Brilliant.
Literally, it was a mic drop moment.
It was a mic drop. But not these, because you're expensive. Don't do that.
And you ain't no Eminem. You ain't dropping no mic.
Oh, I've got Bronde.
Just a bit like lyrics. That's your red end. Yeah, so that was a fairly good weekend of football then, wasn't it?
Yeah, it weren't bad at all.
Yeah.
He was quite knowledgeable. He's on par with Joey, I think.
Steering wheel attendant.
Whee!
Salty wigs. Semen. I want my semen wig.
I want my semen wig back.
For fuck's sake.
And the thing is, that wasn't even in the main recording bit.
No, that was just chit-chatting.
Yeah.
This is why I don't talk to you. Use up all my gold beforehand.
Oh, he went, went to the toilet. He comes out with semen wigs.
Wrap this up.
Where can they find us?
Facebook, The Bohemian Pub. On a Monday, except for next week because it's Christmas and I'll probably be more drunk than I am now.
So you are drunk?
No, not at all. I only had two. This one on the other hand, still struggling through.
Do you have a question? As a listener, as a puff.
Hey, so you're getting on the bandwagon now.
He's back. All right, justify how Antonio Conte still got his job.
Oh,
league winning manager, struggling.
Gone. He's fucking handy, this bloke.
Go on, Man United fan.
I don't. Yeah, he won't be there at the end of the season.
No.
There's far too much saying that he won't be.
Because of results or because of personal reasons?
Personal reasons.
Yeah.
He ain't brought his family over, has he?
No, he's been staying in hotels and things, hasn't he?
Is that just a Chelsea manager thing? Because Mourinho does that as well.
Yeah, but they scrap a manager after every season and a half. Their ratio or something.
You can't
like
settle,
that,
can you? Can't settle in this country.
I don't think he'll be there.
No?
No,
I'll give him to Easter.
I think he'll see out the season.
Yeah.
I think he'll see the season, see what they do, and then he'll go.
He's just signed a 3-year deal, which is odd.
Did you hear that? They're dropping the F-bomb downstairs.
We're not allowed to do that. We get kicked out.
It's unfucking believable.
What a cunt.
Oh, he's had a pint and a half now. He's getting brave. I don't think he will be then. I'll tell you who they bring in. They bring in Simeone. It's got Simeone written all over it.
Oh, I think he'll clash. Because the way that the Chelsea board's set up now, they don't like people like that.
Yeah, but I think they want someone like that.
No.
Not necessarily need someone, but they want someone. Because
I think someone who complies.
Conte just seems to be. Come in, do his 9-to-5 job, and then go home. Whereas
back to the hotel room.
Huh?
Back to the hotel.
Yeah. But then I see Simeone, he fucking lives and breathes football. Conte does it as a job, whereas Simeone does it as a lifestyle.
Well, I think Conte's the same, but it's different when your family's abroad, though, isn't it?
Back in Italy. Don't know, mate, I got that problem. I wish they were. No, I don't. I love her.
I think we'll probably end up with someone like Luis Enrique or something from
Barca.
That would
be a bad shout, though.
He's a player. He's a manager who's just come in and comply with what the board says. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you don't want a fucking whipping boy, do you?
Really? The way the club's set up, it's not set up for the Mourinho
winning
now.
Oh.
We won the league last year.
Where are we now?
Whee!
You've got to defend the title somehow.
Yeah, we haven't managed to do that.
Just defend yourself would be a start.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Yeah, I think he'd probably go. I think he'd probably take the Italy job again.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. He won't have to do anything for 2 years now, then, will he?
Whee! Nice question. I like that. It's handy, isn't it? Pretty useful.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We're not recording next Monday. I have the week off.
Yeah, send your questions in then to us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, which...
I don't know. My phone's deleted it.
Oh, is it?
It deleted itself.
His missus has been through his phone.
Yeah.
Put password on it.
Why have you got Snapchat?
I told you this.
Yeah, why did you have Snapchat?
You know, he follows on it anyway, it didn't matter.
I'd have followed you.
I'm going to send you pictures anyway, you don't have to have Snapchat for that.
Toilet photos again, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. Check this out.
Yeah.
I just dropped a Benteke.
That's going to be a thing now, isn't it? Dropped a Benteke. That's a t-shirt.
I just dropped a Benteke. Yeah.
We've got the Italian Alien t-shirt. We've got the Benteke one.
Next time I have a massive log, I'm going to send you it and write Benteke next to it.
And bananas are yellow. They come out last week.
Okay.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't listen.
No, I ain't got that far yet, actually.
Leave us your ratings and reviews as well.
iTunes. Anyone.
Well, we've only got one.
Thank you, Jason.
A beer's coming your way.
And a beer, Matt. He was supposed to be on today, but he's not here.
And it's still time to win a case of beer, is there?
Yeah. Because no one's commented yet.
Have you all got just comments? Is that it?
Leave a review.
He's on iPhone. Why haven't you reviewed it yet?
I've had a chance, mate.
Bollocks.
I've been replying to your messages about me fucking downloading it all.
Yeah, true.
Have you downloaded it yet?
So you forced him to download it?
Pretty much, mate. Actually, I actually had to put penis on bumhole.
On? I thought it went in.
It's like a tree trunk in a keyhole. Like that.
You like that one, didn't you?
This Trinity is gone.
This Trinity's been smashed.
Yeah, it's been smashed.
Right.
Yeah, but this... All you got to do is leave a review on iTunes or any other of the podcast providers, even Facebook.
Bohemian Toilet Wall. We'll find it.
We'll send you a free case of beer, courtesy of Beer 52, our sponsor.
Thank you.
We'll pay shipping, don't worry.
Yeah. Martin's got that covered.
Eh?
No? Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Need see,
you
see you after Matt, Christmas. It's been a pleasure. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Merry fucking Thank Christmas.
Hope we'll
get smashed.
That's the attitude.
Lads, what are you having?
Fed up.
Right. Yeah, thank you for listening to Pub. I've done it. I didn't even do it at the fucking beginning.
Wow! That was nothing but noise and silliness.
Thank you for listening for the Pub Football Podcast then, and listen to you soon.
No, listen to you soon. Not unless your other podcasts that keep robbing our ideas and our words. Yeah. Here come the moys. I feel slightly honoured that you're using our stuff.
On that note,
mic drop.
Manchester United. Manchester City. Chelsea. Arsenal. West Brom. Brighton. Watford. Liverpool. Spurs.